This is A Lever and a Place to Stand, written by Parake and read by Tipsy Kitty. Kim's hands were heavy on the wheel as she waited at the broad, dark intersection, weighed down by a long late shift at the restaurant in which it seemed she could do nothing right. The unpausable mental playback, her foot caught clumsily on a chair she'd gone to move and then found it closer than she'd thought. The crash of a dropped tray, and the silence after. Knives and credit cards jabbing awkwardly into her palm as though the very act of thinking to reach for them made them jump into her hand. She loosened her neck and shoulders, shaking off the cringe, and found her eye attracted by the bright full moon out the car window. It was wreathed by deep blue clouds, their edges illuminated gray. Without context, it seemed the clouds stood still and the moon rushed past them, pushed by the wind across the sky. Kim was only seeing in the wrong frame of reference, like that dizzying moment on parallel tracks when you don't know if your train is passing or being passed. Yet even after she blinked and glanced away to check that the light still hadn't turned, the illusion persisted, and the moon raced on. Idle thoughts of living in the first chapter of an apocalyptic novel crept around her mind's edges. If the moon were moving, how long before anyone would admit it? But the moon does move, of course, around the Earth, and didn't relativity say there is no such thing as being at rest anyway? The light turned green, and Kim's mind cleared briefly into relieving blankness as she drove through the intersection, focused only on the imminent relief of slipping into her apartment and shutting the door. 200,000 miles above her head, the moon began to accelerate. The end.